Classic role edits and arrangement view, beginner edition. We're doing this in Ableton Live, and we're aiming straight at that drum and bass energy, roles that build tension, feel musical, and land you into the next section like a proper DJ-friendly arrangement. Before we touch a single note, here's the mindset. A role edit is not more notes because hype. A good role answers a question. How do I signal a section change? How do I increase urgency, or how do I clear space so the drop feels massive? If your role doesn't change the listener's expectation, it's just busier drumming. All right, let's set the project up fast and correctly. Set your tempo to somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. If you want a default, pick 174. Time signature is 4/4. Then turn on fixed grid and set your grid to 1/16 to start. We're going to switch grids later to 1/32 and sometimes 1/64, but we'll earn it. And a quick DNB arrangement habit that will make you sound instantly more arranged and less looped. Rolls usually live at the end of phrases. Think bar 8, bar 16, bar 24, bar 32. That's where your ear expects punctuation. Now we need a groove so the roll actually means something. Create a MIDI track. Drop a drum rack on it, and load a few core samples, a tight kick, a snare with crack and a bit of body, a closed hat, and maybe a ride or open hat for energy. In arrangement view, insert two bars of space and create a MIDI clip that covers those two bars. We'll build a basic two-step skeleton. Here's the classic structure. Snares on beat 2 and beat 4 every bar. That's your anchor. Kicks on beat 1, and then a second kick around beat 3, slightly before or after depending on the groove you want. Hats can be steady 1/16 notes for drive, but we're going to vary velocity, so it doesn't sound like a printer. Get that feeling solid for 2 bars, then duplicate it out to 16 bars in the arrangement. This is important. We're working like an arranger, not just looping in session view. We want to see the phrase, because the roll edit is an arrangement move. Now, the main event, the classic snare roll edit. This is the DNB tension ladder. Zoom into bar 16, right at the end of your 16-bar phrase. The drop, or the next section, is going to hit at bar 17. Your roll is the ramp into that moment. Find your snare lane. The last snare on beat 4 is usually the launch point, but for a full 1-bar roll, we'll start earlier. Here's the simple, clean version first. Set your grid to 1/16. In bar 16, place snares on every 1/16 note. Don't worry. We'll make it musical in a second. Right now we're just building the scaffold. Now switch the grid to 1/32. For the last half bar, meaning beats 3 and 4 of bar 16, double the density. You can do this by placing additional notes between the existing ones, or by duplicating smaller chunks. The idea is, the roll speeds up as it approaches the drop. Optional spice, and I mean optional. Switch to 1/64 for just the last beat, beat 4. A lot of beginners overdo this and it turns into that sewing machine sound. If you use 1/64, treat it like hot sauce. A tiny bit right at the end, and only if it still reads as a snare and not a hiss. At this point, your roll exists but it probably sounds robotic. That's normal. The difference between beginner roll and that sounds like a record is accents and shaping. So let's do velocity shaping. Go into the MIDI velocities for the roll notes. Make the first hit of the roll noticeably louder. Then let some of the early hits dip down, and then ramp up toward the end. As a rough guide, early hits around 60 to 80, mid-roll 75 to 95, and the final few hits can climb to 105, even up to 127 if it fits your snare and your mix. Here's a trick that instantly makes fast rolls feel musical. Even if you're playing super fast repeats, accent them in bigger pulses. Accent every 1/8 note or every 1/4 note. You're basically writing a second rhythm on top of the roll. That's what stops it being a flat machine gun and turns it into forward motion. Timing-wise, keep it quantized for now. Clean is good. If you want just a touch of human feel later, nudge one or two notes slightly late by a few milliseconds, but don't randomize everything. In DNB, tight is part of the aesthetic. Now let's make the roll feel like it's rising, even though the snare pitch isn't changing. This is the classic filter lift on your drum rack. Click into the snare chain and add auto filter. Choose a high pass filter or a band pass if you want more of that narrow, tense sound. Set resonance around 15 to 30%, enough to add tension, not enough to whistle painfully. Now automate the filter frequency over bar 16. Start lower so you keep body at the beginning of the bar, Then slowly push the cutoff higher as you approach bar 17. What you're doing is thinning the roll so the drop feels like it brings the weight back. That's a huge drop feels bigger trick. If you want extra edge, automate a little drive up in the last half bar. Again, tasteful. Quick coach note, if you ever find your roll makes the drop feel smaller, it's almost always because the roll got too loud or too full in the low mids. Two easy fixes. Automate the roll or drum group down 1 to 3 dB right before the drop, and slash or high pass a bit more so the drop reintroduces the weight. Alright, let's add another classic layer, the hat roll lift. This is how you get perceived speed without turning your snare into a blur. Duplicate your hat lane, or add a second hat sample if you want a brighter layer. In bar 16, do 1/16 hats for most of the bar, and then go 1/32 for the last half bar. Keep the hat velocities lower than the snare. Think 40 to 85. The hats are there to shimmer and push, not to take over the groove. For a simple hat chain that stays clean, EQ 8 first. High pass around 200 to 400 HC to keep low junk out. If it's harsh, do a small dip somewhere around 7 to 10 KHC, but use your ears because every hat is different. Then add a saturator, soft clip style, with 1 to 4 dB of drive to help it read on smaller speakers. If things get messy in stereo, throw on utility and reduce width a bit. A good stereo strategy is, keep the snare roll mostly centered and stable, and let hats or textures provide width. Now, a quick optional technique for that old-school jungle edit vibe, audio stutter rolls. If you're using audio snares or a break snippet, you can literally cut and repeat. Select a clean snare hit and consolidate it so it's one neat chunk. Then set your grid to 1/16. Highlight the last 1/16 of bar 16 and duplicate it to create repeats. For faster stutters, slice smaller, like 1/32 or 1/64, and duplicate again. Important: avoid clicks. Turn on clip fades or add tiny fades at your cuts and arrangement. That one detail is the difference between clean edit and why is my track popping. Now let's make sure your rolls actually smack in the mix. Group your drum tracks into a drum bus. On that group, add drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 20% depending on how aggressive you want it. Boom can be 0 to 20, but be careful, especially in DNB where the sub is sacred. Add a bit of transient, like plus 5 to plus 20, to keep hits snappy in fast sections. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're not crushing, you're gluing. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Then add a limiter as safety, sealing at about minus 0.3 dB. Ideally, it barely works. Roll specific move that sounds pro. Automate your drum group down 1 to 2 dB during the roll, and then snap it back at the drop. That tiny dip creates the illusion that the drop hits harder, even if your peak level doesn't change much. Now, a couple arrangement upgrades you can try right away. First, the pre-drop hole. Mute a tiny piece right before bar 17, like the last 1/8 note of bar 16. It's like the track inhales, and then the drop exhales. Super effective. Second, alternate roll types every phrase so you don't do the same fill every time. For example, bar 8, a short half bar roll. Bar 16, the full snare ladder. Bar 24, do a hat-driven lift instead. Bar 32, do a minimal micro stutter. Your track will feel arranged and intentional. Third, if you want a slightly darker vibe, you can do a parallel grit ramp. Make a return track with saturator or overdrive, then EQ it with a high pass so you're adding bite not mud, then a compressor to keep it steady. Send more of the roll into that return as it progresses. Clean plus dirty, blended, is a very modern DNB trick. And one more beginner-friendly human feel option. Groove pool. Instead of manually nudging, drag in a subtle MPC-style 16th swing groove, apply it only to the roll clip, and keep timing low, like 5 to 15%. Velocity influence can be 0 to 10%. That gives you breath without turning your roll sloppy. Let's lock it in with a quick practice plan you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Build an 8-bar drum loop at 174 BPM. Then make two roll edits. Roll A, 1-bar snare roll where the density increases from 1/16 to 1/32 in the last half bar. Roll B, a half-bar hat roll with a rising high-pass filter. Add one automation move, either the snare filter rise or a drum group volume dip into the drop. Then export bars 7 through 9 so you can hear the roll hit into the next section in context. Recap time. Roll edits in DNB are about tension, density, and momentum, not just speed. In arrangement view, You're using grid changes, duplication, and tight automation to build them. The pro sound comes from velocity accents, filter or drive automation, and controlled bus processing, plus arrangement moves like a tiny pre-drop hole and a micro volume dip. If you want, tell me whether you're building with MIDI drums in drum rock or audio breaks, and which Ableton version you're on. I can give you an exact bar-by-bar roll template you can copy and reuse every 16 bars.